This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal judge last week ruled against the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, leaving those not enrolled in limbo. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
The almost 14,000 DACA holders who live in Colorado are not immediately affected by last week's ruling. They'll continue being shielded from deportation, and their renewable work permits remain valid. But for those without the protections, the future is more uncertain. Attorney Emily Brock, who works with the Rocky Mountain Immigrant Advocacy Network, says her clients who have not yet applied for DACA now have a tough decision to make.
Do children want to take that choice and put their information in the system when, as far as we can tell, the court doesn't believe that it's legal?
Brock says DACA will face more challenges until Congress acts. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
An airplane pilot and their passenger are okay after making an emergency landing in a field in Boulder County Sunday morning. The two people suffered minor injuries after the crash just west of a municipal airport in Longmont. A 69-year-old man who was piloting the plane and his 62-year-old female passenger were taken to a local hospital to be treated. The NTSB and the FAA are investigating the cause. Pueblo County leaders are considering the possibility of a zero-emission technology nuclear power plant replacing the Xcel Energy plant. The coal plant is due to close by 2040 or sooner, and Pueblo has a goal of becoming 100% powered by renewable energy in 2035. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.